Karen, come on over.
Oh, I've
got to
warm up first.
Warm up, Karen. Get ready. All right.
Okay.
Ready for the podcast. Welcome back to another edition of our podcast and YouTube channel. And today we have a very special guest, somebody who I've known for 30 years. I've known her. She has seen me back in when I was
a
wheelchair,
yes.
205 pounds. And this lady has been amazing. Now, I have called Miss Karen Walters Miss World for a very, very long time.
I'll take it.
Yes.
I'll take Miss World.
You know, she is an amazing lady. And we're going to share her journey today because one of her dreams has come true this last year, and we've, you know, as she knows, we are her cheerleaders, and we just are really excited about it. So not only has she been Miss Texas, Miss World, Muscle Mania, she's also a registered nurse. She's a physiotherapist. She is a personal trainer, nutrition coach, which we talk a lot about nutrition every week because every Wednesday I get to see her. But this year, I'm going to say this year, you met, you know, yes, you've been on the National Physique Committee. You were Miss Texas. And now we get to call you pro.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you. So, I'm now an IFBB pro in the figure division.
Figure division, which is the International Federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness Professional League. Congratulations.
It's a lot of work, too. It's a lot of work.
And let's share a little bit about that journey because, you know, you're about to hit the big mile marker this year in February. Her birthday's coming up.
50?
Yes. She doesn't look anything 50. Near that, does she?
Yes.
She looks like a teenager, and her blood pressure is like a teenager. I can attest for that.
Yes, thank you.
So kind of share a little bit about what you were going through about 3 years ago. And then we talked, and we both made some goals. We're both continue to work on our goals.
And we meet about them every week.
We do.
And I tell
you, ladies and gentlemen, accountability is so important.
Yes.
And that is that accountability. I mean, whether it's just trying to figure out if we're getting enough fiber in our system or we're meeting our grams for our protein. Because y'all know my journey. I was 205 pounds. I struggled to keep where I am. And when I say struggle, I'm held accountable. And her accountability, very fortunate that your loving husband, I call him her hero, husband, because he does her meal preps.
Yes.
And gosh, I think we all struggle with meal preps.
We do. Meal prep is really stressful for me. And it's so funny because when Neil and I first got together, you know, he wanted to know what he could do to make my life easier. And I said, you can cook for me. It's very stressful for me to cook, measure out my food. It raises my cortisol levels.
Oh, yeah. And we can't have cortisol levels because when our cortisol levels get up, we get our belly fat.
Yes.
And when you are Miss World, Miss Pro, you can't have belly fat.
You cannot have belly fat.
Share with us where your weight was just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You started cutting down. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one of the things that people may not understand when it comes to bodybuilding is that you have to work to eat. It's a lot of eating.
It's a lot of calculated eating. I always, when I even coach nutrition, the first thing I ask is, do you have a digital scale? And people are like, what? What is that? And you have to know what you're eating to be able to make progress or to achieve a goal.
Right.
And so I measure my food.
Neil measures it.
Neil measures.
Okay,
my
thank
food.
You, Neil.
He measures my food and makes sure that I have all the nutrients that I need and that I'm hitting my protein goals for the day.
And what is your protein goals?
My protein goals at the moment for this particular goal off season is 144 grams of protein.
144 grams. I struggle to get 90 to 110. And I always give my patients a range because it is a struggle to do that. And I know that you're very calculated in what you do. Because when I see you on Wednesday, you're getting a snack before and a snack after.
Right.
And we're like, take the time, eat.
Yes,
be
eat,
sure to
go
eat.
Ahead.
share with us, because you just mentioned that you're about to be 50. Mm-hmm. any menopausal problems that you had or symptoms that
it is funny that you asked that. Yes. So you mentioned me kind of working on this whole goal or dream of mine of competing again and becoming pro. It did start 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And 3 years ago, I was on a regimented meal plan, working out, cardio. I had all the three components to achieve the fitness goal that I wanted to, and nothing was happening. And, you know, I couldn't figure it out because I do this, you know, I know this, and like the back of my hand.
And you have a medical professional too.
Yes, that's true. And so that's when we found out through lab work that I was, is it perimenopause?
And what is perimenopause?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, because you get it confused, right? Am I a menopause, perimenopause?
Like, you get to be perimenopause until you're postmenopause. Mm-hmm. There really is no menopause.
Okay.
And that can be, for many women, different things. It can be belly fat. Mm. It can be just fat altogether. It can be carb craving. And hot sweats, hot, just inability to sleep, you know, all of these different things. And, you know, I'm much older than you are. And I got to experience all that earlier in life. And, you know, we talked about it, you know, cause like we get to see each other. We've been seeing each other, what, 30 years. She's been my massage therapist. And, when I say massage therapist, that's not actually what it is. Okay.
It's therapeutic.
It's therapeutic. But a therapeutic massage is very different than massage therapy. Mm-hmm. It's not comfortable. When you have rheumatoid arthritis, you get a lot of fascia buildup. So you have to knead between the fascia in order to release it. So that way you're walking so much better for the next couple of days. That's why I see her every week, because it allows me to have the form and the function that align with our goals.
Well, I love that. And can I say you're my doctor?
Yes, you can say that.
Okay.
You can share that.
Dr. Liao is my doctor. And the most important thing that I want to convey to you guys out there is that you do need a doctor. You think everything is okay. You look like everything is okay, but until you get tested or a doctor see you and conduct lab work and everything.
And go through your goals. I mean, you know, there's women that want to be, let's call it 125 pounds. Mm-hmm. And then there's women that want to be IFBB pro. So there, that's really, is there a big difference?
Yeah.
And together, and I won't kid you, I mean, there was nights that we would talk and really pull things out. And it's not just one coach. It's not just you, me, the doctor. Mm-hmm. You also had other coaches that you worked
with.
A team of people.
I would say a team of people that I work with. And everybody had their special little place in my journey. But I do have to say, if I didn't have that and didn't have the guidance and the knowledge, even though I'm a medical professional, when it comes to you personally, you get dumb. Rude, but you get you get dumb. You do.
I think we get scared of not asking questions.
Yeah.
And we have to say, whereas I've known you well enough to where I can just call you out.
Right.
Because we're good friends and we can do that.
Right.
And that's where your entire team could call you out.
Yes.
And be able to say, you know, just need a little bit more flair here, need a little bit more flair there. So I learned a lot from her journey because all of the team members, you know, just from makeup and hair to what you wear, how you pose, how you walk, what you eat, when you eat, how much water you drink. How much water did you have to drink during the competition?
The actual day of the competition,
I was still drinking
a gallon of water.
Because a lot of people think that bodybuilders don't drink any water.
Right.
But when you do it correctly with the right coaches and the right team, you're staying hydrated and your body is not twitching.
Yes.
Because you had shared that,
that
a lot of the
competitors were like twitching. Cramping and twitching.
And that's dangerous because that's a potassium deficiency, and that's when people can have heart arrhythmias.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that's happening to your leg, what's happening to
your heart? And, you know, I can guarantee you, I was, as a physician, like, you have to do this, you have to do that. And she's like, well, my nutrition coach is doing this. This coach is doing this. And I'm like, good.
But I did like that you were like checking on me because again,
making you do lab work.
Well, yeah, I feel like you, everybody, like I said, had their special part, but I feel like you as my doctor was the main component because you made sure
that I was healthy.
Yes. And during the bodybuilding is such a scary sport. We do a lot of scary things to look a certain way on stage. And I feel like all my medicals, for lack of a better term, were on point.
Yes.
I was never sick. I was always functioning in optimal range.
Right.
And I just really appreciate that. I feel like that was very important to my journey.
It's been exciting for me to see from where you were as you began diagnosis.
We didn't tell them. I was 169. Yeah. 169 pounds, 5'4". Okay, go ahead. Sorry. They just need to understand.
And we're
going to
show a picture soon of what you looked like at the competition.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. During the competition, my husband and I would send her little notes and little prayers.
Oh, yes.
In order to, you know, you feel like when you're competing, you're on that stage alone. Mm-hmm. You have a team of people behind you.
Right.
But you're on there and you, everybody needs encouragement. So if you have a friend, a family member that has a goal, please encourage them. Please hold them accountable too. But when you hold them accountable,
Be nice.
I've shared that with you, how my husband holds me accountable when I'm at my goal and then I want dessert for dinner and he'll say, honey, you've been working so hard at the gym. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you want to do that?
I love that.
I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, because it still gave you the opportunity to choose.
I could say yes.
Yes.
And I still say yes. However, I only pick berries.
Yeah, I like that.
So berries,
I'm
strawberries.
A berry girl.
I love blueberries.
Blueberries, yes.
Yeah, they're my favorite.
Blueberries.
Oh, Miss Denali's come to grant us her presence. So if you guys get a chance to see her.
Baby.
She's been a good girl.
She's always a good girl.
Denali's been on her goal weight, too. So we're really proud of her. It takes a whole team here at Meridian to do what we do.
It does.
And we are just so blessed.
Even the dog tour.
Yes, and that is dog tour Denali. She's under our feet if y'all can't see her, but you might be able to see her tail wagging. She is precious to all of us. Share with us what were probably the two or the number one hardest thing to do during that journey of I'm competing, I'm an amateur, and I've got this one more competition to make me pro. I got to see you go through it, but where were you mentally? Where were you physically? What gave you that edge to say, I'm going for it?
Yeah, the perimenopause, just having that. Okay, so I'll just rewind because a little bit over 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with carotid artery disease. Mm-hmm. And so I had atherosclerosis. I had the hardening of the arteries. And at 35, my arteries were 68. I believe the doctor said at the time that did the scan. I'm like, oh my gosh. So once I reversed that was like, ooh, yay. And then here comes the perimenopause, which brought on the insulin resistance.
Right.
So while the working out part isn't hard for me because I'm in the gym all the time, that part was hard for me. And that
when she says she's in the gym all the time, she's in the gym all the time. This hat here is where we go, and that's Kinetics. You will see her there. You will see her husband there. And they are so gracious. And if you just need a little help, they have phenomenal trainers there that can also help you to get to. You don't have to be pro.
No.
You know, I just want to be in good health. And that's why I work out. And she holds me accountable.
Yes. And also at the gym, everybody's certified and have the proper training to be able to help you.
They have their certificates.
Yes.
And which means, you know, guys, they have to take a test just like us doctors. They take a test to do what they do.
And renew and take a test to renew your certification.
Exactly,
also.
Just so, like we do every year. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've found very lovely in the training world is that, you know, obviously I'm above 50, so I have patients that are younger and have patients that are older, is that they now have special training for Silver Fitness.
Oh, yes.
And so for those of you who are like, oh my gosh, but I've never worked out and I am 62 years old now, well, we can get you started because bone health is so important.
Yes.
Your bone health and your muscles, you need them all in order to be able to do the normal things that you do every day.
Right. You know, a lot of people come in with osteopenia.
Mm-hmm. Osteopenia.
And not osteoporosis. And so that's been a thing, too. People have been trying to figure out in the gym, which is which and how do I so correct that?
Great
everything?
Question. So osteopenia is basically your bones are getting soft. Let's just call it that. Mm-hmm. And it means you're not getting enough calcium absorption. Osteoporosis is when it's gone. It's not mm-hmm. there, which allows the bone to be brittle and can break. So most women will get a DEXA scan to see how thick that their bones are to keep mm-hmm. them safe. And the one way to prevent that is exercise. And when I say exercise, that's weight bearing. When you're mm-hmm. over the age of 40, we know by studies
right.
that you need to add weightlifting.
Yes.
So
that's
ladies,
very important.
You know, if the boys are doing it, we can do it better.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Even our marathon runners, you guys need weight-bearing
yes.
exercise. It's not just running.
And,
so.
And a little stretching.
And a little stretching.
That means a lot before
it's
and
so
after.
It's so funny, Lisa. I can't stop talking about you. And we're supposed to be talking
we're talking about you.
Yeah, but it's like... How would I be where I am without the proper doctoring?
Well, thank you. You're so sweet. You're so kind. Thank you.
And we do talk about nutrition a lot, too. You talk about that a lot in your practice here, mm-hmm. but we talked about it for me. I remember mm-hmm. One night we were talking about my fiber intake.
Yes, you could not get enough fiber,
yes.
and you were having trouble. So I sent her all these text messages with mm-hmm. pictures because it's so much easier when mm-hmm. you're tired and exhausted and you've been working all day. Mm-hmm. And I've actually shared those same photos with a lot of patients
they
that
were super
don't
helpful.
Understand where their fiber is coming from. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a second segment here
okay,
in just a moment because we can talk forever.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're going to get into the menopause, mm-hmm. Perimenopause and menopause here, and how we reverse that in just a moment.